Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. We're going to honor Tina Turner all hour long. This is my favorite Tina Turner song. Better Be Good to Me. This was written by the songwriting team that did, Kiss You All Over by Exile. Like, they had multiple number one hits that they wrote. And the girl that wrote it with them, she wrote Love is a Battlefield for Pat Benatar and stuff like that. But it was, Mike Chapman and somebody else that wrote this. But they were prolific songwriters. Like, they wrote multiple number one hits and things like that and all kinds of songs. So
Holly Knight was the Knight. Yeah. Nikki, she wrote Nikki Love is a, Chin she wrote, and Mike Chapman.
Yeah, Holly Knight wrote Love is a Battlefield.
Yeah.
Nikki Chin and Mike Chapman, right? That
yep.
So they wrote what was the other number one hit that they wrote? They wrote Kiss You All Over by Exile. What was the other number one hit that they wrote? Can't remember now. But they wrote multiple number one hits. Tina Turner wasn't really a songwriter, so she just sang other people's songs. She did great covers. I mean, look, one of the songs we didn't talk about was Let's Stay Together, the Al Green cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she did wasn't that on Private Dancer? Let's Stay Together on a Private Dancer album? Look and see what the, hold on. I'll look it up because I know that, you know, it's not going to get really far with all this. All right, studio album by Tina Turner, Private Dancer. Let's see.
Yeah, it was on there.
Yeah.
It was on side two.
Yep.
Kids have no idea what I just said, side two.
No, yeah. Well, again, you know, if you asked them, you know, what a 45 single was or whatever like
right.
that, you know, that's probably the name of a rap album or whatever
right.
like that. Yeah, that was on Private Dancer. That was another, you know, obviously that was a huge album in the 1980s, but obviously it was kind of her breakout and everything. So anyway, all right, let's get to a NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
You know, thought some interesting comments from Lamar Jackson, who is at OTAs now. So he's got his first practice in with Todd Monken. So obviously Todd Monken coming over from the University of Georgia and now the offensive coordinator for Lamar. Don't you think he's happy that Lamar Jackson's back in the fold? But it was interesting what Jackson said. Because, again, this is what we always talk about in the NFL. So it says here in the article, after his first practice with the new Ravens offense coordinator Todd Monken, Jackson said he was extremely pleased with the direction of the new scheme and believes a philosophy change was needed to be successful going forward. Quote, less running and more throwing, Jackson said when asked about what this offense will allow him to showcase. Look. You're not going to have a long lifespan in the NFL being a 1,000-yard running quarterback. And that's the thing that Justin Fields is going to have to understand, is that his passing is going to have to catch up to his running. And if it doesn't, these guys are not going to last long. Look at RG3. You know, RG3 was a guy, oh, he's going to revolutionize the quarterback position. Okay, well, he didn't play very long. And even Cam Newton to a degree, all the running, it took its toll on him. And he probably lost maybe 3 to 4 good years of his career for it because of how beat up he was. Up, the Braves win? Yep, all right, Braves win. So they walk it off. So so good, good victory. 4-3. That was that extra innings? Was that in the 10th inning?
No, it was bottom of the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth? Okay, yep. Okay. So, yeah. All right, so bottom of the ninth, they walk it off, and all right, so that's good. So now we got a little bit of a victory going into the Philadelphia Phillies series. So Braves win it in the bottom of the ninth. I think Iglesias is going to get the win in all this. Bryce Elder was really good tonight. He got in some trouble, threw 101 pitches, scattered a bunch of hits, but 6 innings, 7 hits, and a walk. But only 1 earned run for all of it, and he had the 6 strikeouts. So, unfortunately, he did not factor into the decision, so Iglesias most likely will get the victory in this because he did pitch in the top half of the ninth inning. Yeah, he got the victory. So, Elder pitched really well, but Iglesias gets with the walk-off, and Braves win 4-3. And, look, I will say a needed victory. You want to just feel like you can beat the Dodgers, right? You know, we've had so much trouble with them over the course of the regular season previously. But anyway, but back to Lamar Jackson. It is interesting to hear his comments because, look, when you're getting that kind of money, you're not looking to put your quarterback in imminent danger, right? You're not looking to put your quarterback in a situation where he's going to face some real beat-up factor. And he even said here's Jackson's quote, running can only take you so far. And I feel like with this new era of teams and offenses in the league, I feel like we need that. Coach Todd Monken, what I'm seeing in his offense so far is looking tremendous. And look, say what you will about the NFL. You can have some success in the NFL running the football, but it's hard the way offenses are structured nowadays. It's hard to be a run. That's why, you know, at some point, Arthur, whether he's got his quarterback or not, I mean, at some point, they're going to have to get with, you know, the modern NFL style, right? Like, Matt was the epitome of modern NFL football. Guy who could throw it 600 times a year, you know, threw a good bit of touchdowns, didn't throw a tremendous amount of interceptions. But that's, you know, you've got to be more like what Pat Mahomes and Aaron are and, you know, Josh Allen. I mean, those guys can run. I mean, certainly, you know, Mahomes can run. Josh Allen can run. But you've got to be able to stand in the pocket. What do I always say, Day-Day? I've said this for years and years and years. The NFL game is about standing in the pocket and pushing the football downfield.
Yep.
Stand in the pocket. Push the football downfield. Yeah, you can run and escape and things like that, but if you're a run-first quarterback, you're not going to live long.
No, the leg is supposed to help you extend plays,
right,
not be the plays.
And look, that's what Lamar Jackson understands. And look, Todd Monken is obviously, look, he's one of the better offensive minds. He was one of the best offensive minds in college football, right? One of the best offensive minds in the game of football. So I expect Lamar Jackson to really blossom and thrive under a Todd Monken offense. The Patriots lost 2 days of OTAs for violating off-season rules. So the specifics of the violations are unclear, and it also remains to be seen whether this is the team's only penalty. But the Patriots called off Thursday's practice earlier in the day, presumably after receiving word of the penalty, and they would lose another day last week. So teams are allowed a total of 10 OTAs, but no live contact is permitted as part of Article 21 of the collective bargaining agreement. It says that the NFL Management Council disciplined the Cowboys last offseason for violating rules governing offseason work. They lost the day of OTAs for 2023 as a result of OTA practices in 2022 that were considered too physical. Can you imagine too physical? I mean, guys are barely hitting and the practices are too physical, and Mike McCarthy was fined $100,000. Like, these guys, I mean, listen, give the NFL Players Association credit. They have negotiated, like, no contact practices. Can you imagine Tom Landry in 19... We're talking about the Cowboys, right? Imagine Tom Landry in 1977 in OTAs not having just lineup, pads on, helmet-to-helmet practices, you know, in 1977. Well, the game's evolved and things like that. Okay.
Well, I guess my question is how damaging could the contact have been if they don't even have on equipment?
Again, it's like everything in the NFL. Like, the Players Association has just negotiated any kind of contact away from anything. Like, there's just, you can't hit anybody anymore. What is it? You can only have a limited amount of to-the-ground practices and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do two-a-days anymore.
No
two-a-days,
nope.
Yeah, I mean, no physical practices of two-a-days, stuff like that. I mean, it's just crazy. And give the Players Association credit. Look, if that's what they wanted, you know, but then again, the flip side to that is the percentage that the owners get versus the players get as far as that, and it's a little bit more skewed. And then also the extended schedule and stuff like that. I mean, so, you know, again, these are all part of these negotiations and deals, right? You want a 17th game? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to practice and hit and all that good kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
it all goes into the equation.
Yeah, yeah. So did you see Chris Russo's rant about Thursday night flexing of games? It was kind of funny to watch him just kind of go off. But I agree. Like, I don't know. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. They have a new broadcast partner in Amazon. They want to flex games in the last 4 weeks of the year, get better matchup, playoff implication matchups, and they have to give 28 days notice. But I don't like the idea of flexing Thursday night games. I mean, you have an idea of who's going to be good and not good. I mean, if you're scheduling the Arizona Cardinals for a end of the year a Thursday night game, you know what you're going to get? They're one of the worst rosters in the NFL. Like, I knew this.
Right.
Like, I knew this before any kind of schedule came out. You know this already. And you have to play your divisions and stuff like that, the other divisions. So that's the rotation. But I don't like the idea of flexing Thursday night games. I don't like the idea of, you know, telling both fans and players that, hey, all of a sudden we were supposed to play it Sunday at 1 o'clock, and now all of a sudden we're going to play Thursday at, you know, 8 p.m. or whatever like that. Like, I get why they're doing it. It's about bigger TV deals, and, you know, it's about their new broadcast partner and all that good kind of stuff. Still don't think that it's a really good idea to have Thursday night games and stuff like that. So How about this one? NFL players want all playing surfaces to be grass, not turf. The NFL prefers to let teams play on artificial surfaces if they so choose. A Tuesday night feature on HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel addressed the situation, focusing on how the use of turf has trickled down to the high school level. Well, so one of the high schools in my hometown was one of the first ever stadiums after Paul Brown Tiger Stadium in Massillon, Ohio. That was one of the first stadiums to have turf at the high school level.
Wow.
That was back in the mid-'80s. I knew the guy who installed the turf, too. I worked for him. But Paul Brown Tiger Stadium was one of the first high school athletic fields to have turf. Now, again, when I say they had turf, they didn't have modern-day turf, like with the sand and the bait. It was
they had the hard base. They had the old stuff.
Yes, they had the hard base and it was a little bit better version than just the old AstroTurf, but it wasn't a whole lot better. So they said that how turf has trickled down to high school levels and it's causing an epidemic of injuries. While not quite an epidemic yet at the NFL level, a league source with knowledge of the situation tells Pro Football Talk that 2022 injury data for turf fields was awful. Chief medical analyst Alan Sills acknowledged that the numbers aren't good without getting into specifics. They said that Pro Football Talk has asked for the data, but the league has not yet responded to two separate emails on the issue. You know, the Falcons obviously play on turf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been on that field. I mean, it's not bad.
No.
I mean, it's not a bad field to play on. Now, again, I'm not taking bumps and things like that with it. I'm not taking wrestling bumps and stuff, but it's not a bad field.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't feel too bad. Do players get hurt at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Like, is there a rash of injuries at Mercedes-Benz that I don't know about? I don't really know about a rash of injuries at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So, I don't know. But again, it could be like places like Buffalo and stuff like that, where once it gets cold and things like that. I mean,
it hardens up, right?
I get that. And I don't even know. Does Foxborough have? Because they have an outdoor stadium. Do they have synthetic turf? I know.
Arizona.
No, the not the Meadowlands. What's the Giants and Jets stadium now? Gillette Stadium.
Gillette. Not Gillette. Is it Gillette? No, I thought Gillette was, yeah.
I think it's Gillette.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was where WrestleMania was a few years ago.
Yeah. You're right.
They're, Gillette Stadium, they've got turf, right? And obviously if it gets cold and snowy and things like that, but you would think it would be easier to clean off, whatever, but maybe that's part of the problem is when the turf gets really cold and stuff. But, again, look at Heinz Field, though. Like, Heinz Field was a disaster for actual grass. Like, they would play a Saturday afternoon game with Pitt, right. And then the Steelers would play on Sunday in that Heinz Field, and that field was just a disaster. Yeah. Just a disaster. So, anyway. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines back up to you at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. What should the expectation of Jesse Bates be this upcoming season? What's the expectation of Jesse Bates this upcoming season for the Falcons? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, Night of the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
And the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces. And you don't ask their names.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Chuck, back in the Kia Studios. We never do things nice and easy. We always do things rough. Nice. Proud Mary from Ike and Tina Turner. MetLife Stadium is what we were thinking of.
Yeah. Because Gillette, I think, was the Patriots Stadium at one point.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Because wasn't the guy who owned Gillette?
Yeah.
He was the owner of the Patriots?
Right. Before Kraft.
Victor Kiam?
Yeah.
Victor Kiam, I think, was the owner of the... He owned Gillette, and then he was the owner of the Patriots as well. Before Robert Kraft, yes, to your point, yes. Anyway, honoring Tina Turner here in the Brown Liquor Music Hour. So, 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. Or, sorry, our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Our phone line is 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Asking you the question... What should the expectations for Jesse Bates be this upcoming season? Obviously, the Falcons spent high free agent capital on getting Jesse Bates, who is not just the number one safety on the marketplace available, but he's a former second-team All-Pro player, right? In 2020, you could make a case that he was one of the maybe two, three best safeties in the NFL. That's the year that he was a second-team All-Pro. This past season, 16 games, 16 starts, had four interceptions, eight passes defended, one forced fumble, 71 combined tackles, 38 solo, 33 assisted, one tackle for loss, did not hit the quarterback at all, and obviously did not have any sacks to go along with it. Now, here's the thing, and this is why I'm excited about our secondary, is because of the Jerry Gray influence, that Jerry Gray is going to have a definite influence over this team. Does Bates need to be, I'll ask it like this, does Bates need to be a first or second team All-Pro? You gave him a $14 million a year contract. I think it's the fourth highest safety contract in the NFL, right? So he's one of the top paid players at his position. Obviously, that was the highest guy, even over Caleb McGarry and things like that, that was the highest dollar amount that they spent on a player. And if we're to, you know, if we think that Okuda, AJ Terrell, that if we think that those guys are all going to be better, and maybe Grant, Hawkins, you know, whoever, they're all going to be better, Jesse Bates is walking into a good situation. I do think that he needs to be a first or second team All-Pro safety, because you have to justify it. At some point, we can't keep talking about guys' potential and their influence, right? Like Kyle Pitts, Jesse Bates, they have to massively influence games, or we're not going to win, because that's where our money's tied up. That's where our high draft capital is tied up, whatever that particular thing is. So at some point, those guys all have to be a part of why we win a lot of football games. Now, can Jesse Bates be that kind of player? Sure. I mean, again, he's a former second-team All-Pro safety, not some Hammonegger. He's been really good the last couple of years. Maybe not the same player that he was in the pandemic year, but he's right there at it. I mean, again, he's a really good player and a really good safety. And we know about Jerry Gray, the fact that he worked with Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas in those guys' rookie year. And while Jesse Bates is a guy who's got 5 years under his belt, but you can always learn from guys that are at that level, right? You can be influenced by guys that are at that level. So what do you think is your expectation for Jesse Bates? I think he needs to be a top safety. I think that when we look back, he's supposed to have a real impact on the game. Not from a standpoint of, and by the way, he set his career high in interceptions this past year with 4. So it's not like, I don't expect him to go out and make 10 interceptions. I don't expect him to get 10 sacks or what have you like that. But he's got to influence games. Like, we have to be talking about on Monday, hey, why the Falcons won? Oh, well, Jesse Bates was a big part of that. He had this play or that play or this and that and things like that. We have to be talking about him as to why we're winning games on Monday. Not talk like, well, he's been an afterthought, or, you know, well, he's not, you know. Again, watch the game. You'll see if he's making impacts or not. Did Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor make impacts in football games? Did Troy Polamalu make an impact in football games?
Oh, yeah.
Did Ed Reed make an impact in football games as to why all of those teams won? Absolutely. And you didn't have to dive into analytical numbers and spreadsheets and sabermetrics and all these other goofy things. You didn't have to do it. You could sit back and watch a game and realize, oh, Ed Reed's affecting the outcome of this game. Oh, Troy Polamalu is affecting the outcome of this game. You could watch those guys and see that they were affecting the outcome of a game. That's what I need Jesse Bates to do. That's what I need for him to do. I need him to be at that level, even if it's only for a year or two. But I need him to be at that kind of level, because if that's where our free agent capital is locked into, okay, I got no problem with that. I like the player. I just didn't like the fact that, again, when we're so deficient at sacking the quarterback, that our highest player, free agent player on this squad, is a guy that stands 10 yards away from the football. Well, you're being a hater and all that kind of stuff. Okay, I'm being a hater. I'm trying to influence the game. I'm trying to see the Falcons win. I'm trying to fix the things of why they don't win, why they don't influence games at certain positions that are keys to football. That's what I'm trying to do, is trying to make sure that they can win some football games. But I like Bates a lot. I think he's a really good player. If he can get back to that level that he was at 2020, where he was an outstanding safety, again, that's all good news. It'll make all of our defense better. Pass rush and our pass coverage and all those kinds of things better. It will be. You know, and he can come up and, I mean, listen, he's a guy that, he's pretty good size. I mean, 6'1", 200, so he's not a small safety. He's not, who's the guy we had a couple years ago? DeMonte KZ. You know, he's not that kind of, he's not a smaller guy like that. He's a big physical dude, 6'1", 200, right? So you expect him to maybe come up in the box, make some plays up there, what have you. Influence a game that way, influence a game for us to win. Be a big reason why we are winning football games, not just kind of an afterthought and different things like that. Be a reason why we're winning football games. And look, he seems like he's revitalized and invigorated, right? He came from a Super Bowl organization, right? Cincinnati Bengals were a Super Bowl organization. They'd gotten the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They were, what were they? Were they in the AFC title game last year? Was it them in Kansas City in the AFC title game? Yeah, it was them in Kansas City in the AFC title game. So he's coming from a really winning organization. I also like that about players, that if you're coming from a good organization that knows how to win, I like that about players. I like guys that come from good organizations. Not just guys that are, stat heads and haven't won games in the NFL. Give me guys who have won games. Give me guys who have been part of something successful. Well, Cincinnati Bengals have been a Super Bowl team and a conference, two conference championships and a Super Bowl in a 2-year run. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good marks, right there. So I expect Jesse Bates to be a influencer on the game. Again, I don't get into the stats and things like that for what safeties need to be, but he needs to be influencing games, and I do think that he needs to be a first or second team all-pro caliber player. I think that should be the minimum expectation. When you sign the highest-priced safety, or like the fourth highest-priced safety, he was the highest-priced safety on the marketplace this year, I think the fourth highest-priced safety overall, okay, you got to be able to influence games for us and be a big reason why we're winning football games. So excited to see. Obviously, OTA's rolling along for the Atlanta Falcons, and a lot of people speaking earlier today, and just good to see everybody, kind of get back together. Obviously, we're a few weeks away from mandatory minis. I think mandatory camp is a few weeks away, and then obviously, as we get into July, it'll be full bore training camp, and then August with preseason games and all that good stuff. So anyway, we'll obviously talk a lot of Falcons here, as we are your home for all things Atlanta Falcons. Braves, by the way, did win tonight, walk off fashion, 4-3. Ozzie with the sacrifice fly that scored. Who did he score? Austin? No, was it Riley or Olson that scored?
I think it was
Riley. Yeah, Riley. Riley scored the game-winning run. Ozzie had the sacrifice fly, and Braves get a win. Elder was really good. 6 innings. He scattered 7 hits, but 6 innings, 7 hits, just the 1 run that he gave up, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. The home run to Betts was really his only big mistake. 101 pitches. His ERA now is 2.01. 2.01 ERA for him. He's been a real bright spot. Did not get the win, obviously. Iglesias got the win tonight. But certainly he's been a massive bright spot. Pitched so many good games down the stretch for the Braves last year. He's been a big bright spot for what this team is wanting to do. And look, they need him right now, right, with Kyle Wright and Max Fried that are on the injured reserve or whatever they call it nowadays, the IL or whatever it is nowadays. Those guys are not going to come back anytime soon. Michael Soroka had a really good start down in the minors. Had his most pitches, I think, in a couple few years. 6 innings of good baseball. So maybe, hopefully, you know, as we move into, you know, the month of June at some point, maybe Soroka's a guy that they can call up. And hopefully he can have some success and kind of stabilize one more spot in that rotation. I believe Dylan Dodd is going to pitch tomorrow. I think that's what I saw, is that it was announced that Dylan Dodd is going to be the starter tomorrow. And I think Aaron Nola starts for the Phillies. So that will be a good series. That will be a good series. Let's hope the Braves can find a way to take 3 out of 4 from Philadelphia and just expand that lead on them. I mean, these are the ones that count now, right? Dodgers are a really good series and it's fun, but the Philadelphia series, that's what really counts, right? I mean, we need those wins within the division and such like that. So looks like Dylan Dodd will be on the hill for a Thursday action. And, of course, the Braves play all weekend long at Truist against the Philadelphia Phillies. Then they'll head to Oakland. I think that's a Tuesday, Wednesday deal. It's only, a two-game series that they have with the hapless, dreadful Oakland A's. All right, more to come when we get back. Chuck from the Kia Studios, Sports Radio Not to the Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. You know, is there any one song that's more of a signature song for an artist than what this is?
This right here? No.
Yeah. No. I mean, think about it. Yeah. I mean, like, this song is... You don't even have to be a music fan to know that this is identified with Tina Turner, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, think about it. This is a song to, like what I was saying before. For me, prior to her resurgence, all I knew was old stuff my uncles and dad and them played, right? So for this song in this era, this was all new music for fans, young fans like myself and you, because we didn't really know much about her.
I didn't know. I'll admit, I knew nothing about Tina Turner before Private Dancer.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew she was married to Ike Turner and all that.
Right.
But I was, when this album came out, 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, again, I knew that she, I knew some of the background about, okay, she was married to Ike Turner. He was a thug. I mean, he was you know, a guy who beat her and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't, and I knew Proud Mary. I mean, everybody knew Proud Mary, but I didn't really dive deep into her collection of music.
Right.
But I mean, when you think about songs that are like signature songs that are truly, that is far and away her signature song.
Right.
Like if I said, what is Michael Jackson's signature song? You could probably get half a dozen answers.
Yeah, for that. Yeah, because you'd have some people that would say Beat It. You'd have some people say Billie Jean.
Thriller.
Some people would say Thriller. Some people would say Off the Wall. Yes, exactly. So,
Can't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go round and round on something like that. But there's no question about what her signature song is.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think about it, and I'm just rattling my brain, which doesn't have anything working nowadays, but think about the idea of there's maybe nobody who has a more signature song than what she does.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there may be nobody that has a more. I mean, can you think of anybody?
No, I mean that's one of those songs where when someone that conversation today, or and today, matter of fact, when people started getting alerts on their phone that she passed away,
right?
For a lot of people, that was probably one of the first songs that came to mind.
And thank God, and maybe somebody has done it. Has anybody covered that song?
I'm not aware of it.
I don't know of anybody. Yeah. I mean, I don't know of any mainstream. But again, it would be blasphemous to cover that song.
Yeah, there's certain things you just leave alone.
Right, Right. I mean, that would be one of those songs okay, just never touch that song again.
Yeah.
It's perfect the way that it is. There's nothing you can do to improve it. Like, I don't want Selena Gomez singing What's Love Got to Do With It. Like, again, she doesn't even know what the meaning of all of that is. But anyway. So, Day-Day.
Yes,
Hulk
sir.
Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulkster. He was on Ariel Helwani's podcast, the MMA Hour.
Okay.
You know who Ariel Helwani is?
No.
So he's an MMA journalist. He's also a wrestling guy. He's a big MMA guy, big wrestling guy. He has all the top guys on his show. It's a I think it's a video podcast and things like that. But he's I forget what network he's on, but he's big in the MMA and wrestling world.
Okay.
And he had a Hulk Hogan on. And here's the comments about it. Hulk Hogan says that he would wrestle at WrestleMania 40, which is next year's WrestleMania,
right.
At WrestleMania 40, if Stone Cold Steve Austin agrees to do it. Hogan said he never had a retirement match. This would be the one. What do you think about that, Hogan and Austin?
I just... They're too old. Like, I love
right.
them.
Like, I
just don't need to see them.
Right.
They can't move,
right.
Especially Austin.
Hogan tweeted out a picture, I think, a couple of years ago. He literally has, like, 10 pounds of metal inside of him.
Yeah.
Like, his hip, his hip, his knees. I mean, everything is bionic with him.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Their
no
mobility
way.
Would look horrible.
Exactly. There's no, I mean, Hogan wasn't the, you know, Ric Flair of workers. Hogan for what he did was a great worker. For
yeah.
what he did, he was a great worker.
Yeah.
But you don't, again, it sounds good. You don't want that match.
No.
I didn't even want that match in their, you know, in their prime per se.
Right.
Like, Hogan and Rock were perfect together. But I don't think Austin and Rock, and Steve Austin said this before when all that was going down about WrestleMania 18. You know, he talked about before that Hogan was not a good dance partner for him.
Right.
For the way that he wanted to wrestle, it was not a, it wouldn't not have been a good match.
Right.
You know, it's funny because if you look back at the matches that Undertaker and Steve Austin had, they weren't all that good.
No.
SummerSlam 98, and, you know, they weren't great matches when those guys. So, you know, there is something to chemistry in the ring.
Yeah.
And I don't think Austin and Hogan, while it would be like a dream match, right? Like, that was a wrestling magazine's dream match. You'd have on the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated,
right.
what if Hogan and Austin wrestled one another?
Right.
Okay. Sounds better than probably what it would really be.
Right. Especially now.
Yeah. And look. How do I say this about the Hulkster? You know, he's not exactly the Hulkster is not exactly the most honest guy. Let's put it like that. He tells a lot of fables and stuff. Okay, like he has a lot of fables about what went on and different things like that. So that's a him thing. But I would not want to see that match.
No, like I mean, said, they're old. Their mobility would look horrible, especially Hogan. Like, I mean, in Stone Cold, like, his knees are just done. Like.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Hulk Hogan at a, oh gosh, this was TNA. Oh, I want to say 2016, like probably 2013 or 14, maybe mm-hmm. somewhere around that range. When he was in TNA, and at that point, he was so beat up, he couldn't even walk to the stage.
Right.
This was when Rampage Jackson was in TNA.
Okay.
And they had a house show over in the Gwinnett Arena.
Right.
And Hogan came out as he was like the commissioner or whatever like that. Dude could barely walk.
Yeah.
And I know he's probably feeling a bit better. He said like CBD has really helped him out. Like CBDs and all that kind of
right.
stuff has really been a big benefit. But he can't walk.
No, right.
Like, again, he can barely walk. There were times when Eric Bischoff has talked about that Hogan couldn't even get out of bed. He was so physically in
yeah.
pain. I mean, just, I don't want to see that match.
No.
I don't want to see what that match, you know, brings to it. But again, and I know everybody's getting their retirement match. You know, there's a lot of rumor that Goldberg's going to get his retirement match with AEW.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of rumor about his retirement match will be with AEW.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be big for them if they can.
It would be huge.
That would be big for them.
Yeah, it would be huge.
If they can make that happen.
Yep, it would be huge if they could get Goldberg. Because Goldberg is no longer part of WWE.
No.
He's kind of a free agent out there in the world. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that think that he may be having his retirement match. But I don't want to see. Look, I love the Hulkster. I was a Hulkamaniac growing up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Hulkamania was, I was probably 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I was like 10-ish, 11-ish.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I mean, I was probably 12, 13 when Hulkamania was running wild,
Running rampant.
Yeah, when I was running wild,
running wild, brother.
I was all about the Hulkster. I was not an Ultimate Warrior fan.
No.
I never really liked the Ultimate Warrior. I was a huge Randy Savage fan.
Me too.
Even when he was a heel. Even when Savage turned on the Mega Powers and broke them up, I still was a huge Randy Savage fan, because I think Savage is one of the greatest. I think he's one of the greatest performers all around in wrestling history. But I was a Hulkamaniac, and then I was all about the NWO.
Yeah,
you know, when Hulk turned heel, and look. Hulk latched on. He saw that Hall and Nash were getting the stories are out there. Everybody knows the story. Like, Hall and Nash were getting over.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan wanted to be part of it because the story about, well, Hogan tells all these fables, you know. Well, you know, I didn't know if I was going to turn heel because of all the merchandise and stuff like that. And Eric Bischoff had Sting as a backup plan and all that. Hogan was always going to turn heel. He was going to latch on to what those guys had for success. Like, they, again, nobody could have seen this coming, but they were already getting over with Hall and Nash, and they were having so much success, and Hogan was stale, right?
Yeah.
The red and yellow were stale at that point.
Yeah.
And then Hogan talks about, well, I didn't know if Andre the Giant was going to do business at WrestleMania 3. Yes, he was. He just effed with Hogan.
Right.
Everybody knew that Andre the Giant was going to put Hogan over.
Right.
That Hogan was going to let him slam him, and he was going to take the leg drop and one, two, three.
Yeah.
That was always the plan. Like, Andre always was going to do that, but what he did was he was a great prankster.
Mm-hmm.
He effed with Hogan the whole day and made him think about whether or not he was going to do the job. But he was always going to do it. Look, Shawn Michaels in 98, they weren't sure if he was going to do the job to Austin. Like, they weren't sure that he was going to drop the title to Austin at WrestleMania 14. That was legitimate. That's why The Undertaker went to Gorilla and taped up his hands.
Right.
I mean, he made sure that when Shawn Michaels passed him by, that he was in the middle of taping up his fists.
Right.
Because Undertaker said, one way or the other, Austin's getting that belt. Either Shawn Michaels is going to give it up willingly, or he's not going to give it up willingly.
Right.
And Undertaker was going to make sure the business was done. But that was never the case with Andre the Giant. There was never any question about whether or not he would do the job for Hogan. It was always going to be that way, and he was always going to do the job. And so, again, that's, you know, Hogan tells all these fables about stuff.
I did see one thing where Bischoff did say he was panicking a little bit that night.
That
Hogan was.
Yeah, because him and Bischoff are best friends.
Yeah, and he wasn't, you know, he wasn't 100%. He, like, going into the night, he felt good, but then, like, as things were starting to play out, you know, and Hogan was like,
Hogan was always gonna listen. Hogan was stale. Hogan wanted to latch on to what was hot.
Yeah,
right. That's what Hogan does.
Yeah,
you know, again, even putting the Ultimate Warrior over. I mean, Hogan is always going to latch on to what is hot. Right. That's how we stayed alive, you know, in the wrestling business for whatever 40 something years. Right.
Yeah.
He's a master at it. So he was always going to do that. I mean, I know what Eric Bischoff has said. I've talked to Eric Bischoff about all this, but again, he was always going to put everything over, and that's what it was going to be. So, all right, Love TKO up next. Chuck in the Key Studios, Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, is there any one song that's more of a signature song for an artist than what this is?
This right here? No.
Yeah. No. I mean, think about it. Yeah. I mean, like, this song is. You don't even have to be a music fan to know that this is identified with Tina Turner, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, think about it. This is a song to, like what I was saying before, for me, prior to her resurgence, all I knew was old stuff my uncles and dad and them played, right? So for this song in this era, this was all new music for fans, young fans like myself and you, because we didn't really know much about her.
I didn't know. I'll admit, I knew nothing about Tina Turner before Private Dancer.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew she was married to Ike Turner and all that.
Right.
But I was... When this album came out, 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, again, I knew that she, I knew, I knew some of the background about, okay, she was married to Ike Turner. He was a thug. I mean, he was you know, a guy who beat her and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't, and I knew Proud Mary. I mean, everybody knew Proud Mary, but I didn't really dive deep into her collection of music.
Right.
But, I mean, when you think about songs that are like signature songs that are truly, like, that is far and away her signature song.
Right.
Like if I said, what is Michael Jackson's signature song? You could probably get half a dozen answers.
Yeah, for that. Yeah, because you'd have some people that would say Beat It. You'd have some people that say Billie Jean. Some people would say Thriller. Some people would say Off the Wall. Yes, exactly. So,
Can't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go round and round on something like that. But there's no question about what her signature song is.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think about it, and I'm just rattling my brain, which doesn't have anything working nowadays, but think about the idea of there's maybe nobody who has a more signature song than what she does.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there may be nobody that has a more. I mean, can you think of anybody?
No, I mean that's one of those songs where when someone that conversation today, or and today, matter of fact. When people started getting alerts on their phone that she passed away, for a lot of people, that was probably one of the first songs that came to mind.
And thank God, and maybe somebody has done it. Has anybody covered that song?
I'm not aware of it.
I don't know of anybody. Yeah. I mean, I don't know of any mainstream. But again, it would be blasphemous to cover that song.
Yeah, there's certain things you just leave alone.
Right. I mean, that would be one of those songs that would be one of those songs that, okay, just never touch that song again.
Yeah.
It's perfect the way that it is. There's nothing you can do to improve it. Like, I don't want Selena Gomez singing What's Love Got to Do With It. Like, again, she doesn't even know what the meaning of all of that is. But anyway. So, Day-Day.
Yes,
Hulk
sir.
Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulkster. He was on Ariel Helwani's podcast, the MMA Hour.
Okay.
You know who Ariel Helwani is?
No.
So he's an MMA journalist. He's also a wrestling guy. He's a big MMA guy, big wrestling guy. He has all the top guys on his show. It's a I think it's a video podcast and things like that. But he's I forget what network he's on, but he's big in the MMA and wrestling world.
Okay.
And he had a Hulk Hogan on. And here's the comments about it. Hulk Hogan says that he would wrestle at WrestleMania 40, which is next year's WrestleMania, at WrestleMania 40, if Stone Cold Steve Austin agrees to do it. Hogan said he never had a retirement match. This would be the one. What do you think about that, Hogan and Austin?
I just, they're too old. Like, I love them.
Like, I
just don't need to see them.
Right.
They can't move,
right.
Especially Austin.
Hogan tweeted out a picture, I think, a couple of years ago. He literally has, like, 10 pounds of metal inside of him.
Yeah.
Like, his hip, his hip, his knees. I mean, everything is bionic with him.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Their
no
mobility
way.
Would look horrible.
Exactly. There's no, I mean, Hogan wasn't the, Ric Flair of workers. Hogan, for what he did, was a great worker. For what he did, he was a great worker.
Yeah.
But you don't, again, it sounds good. You don't want that match.
No.
I didn't even want that match in their prime, per se.
Right.
Like, Hogan and Rock were perfect together. But I don't think Austin and Rock, and Steve Austin said this before, When all that was going down about WrestleMania 18, he talked about before that Hogan was not a good dance partner for him.
Right.
For the way that he wanted to wrestle, it wouldn't have been a good match.
Right.
It's funny because if you look back at the matches that Undertaker and Steve Austin had, they weren't all that good.
No.
SummerSlam 98 and, they weren't great matches when those guys. So, there is something to chemistry in the ring.
Yeah.
And I don't think Austin and Hogan, while it would be like a dream match, right? Like that was a wrestling magazine's dream match. You'd have on the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Right.
What if Hogan and Austin wrestled one of them.
Right.
Okay. Sounds better than probably what it would really be.
Right. Especially so, now.
Yeah. And look, how do I say this about the Hulkster? You know, he's not exactly the Hulkster is not exactly the most honest guy. Let's put it like that. He tells a lot of fables and stuff, okay? Like he has a lot of fables about what went on and different things like that. So that's a him thing. But I would not want to see that match.
No, like I mean, said, they're old. Their mobility would look hard, especially Hogan. Like, I mean, in Stone Cold, like his knees are just done. Like,
yeah, I mean, I saw Hulk Hogan at a, oh gosh, this was TNA. Oh, I want to say 2016, like probably 2013 or 14, maybe mm-hmm. somewhere around that range. When he was in TNA, and at that point, he was so beat up, he couldn't even walk to the stage.
Right.
This was when Rampage Jackson was in TNA.
Okay.
And they had a house show over in the Gwinnett Arena.
Right.
And Hogan came out as he was like the commissioner or whatever like that. Dude could barely walk.
Yeah.
And I know he's probably feeling a bit better. He said like CBD has really helped him out. Like CBDs and all that kind of stuff has really been a big benefit. But he can't walk.
No, right.
Like, again, he can barely walk. There were times when Eric Bischoff has talked about that Hogan couldn't even get out of bed. He was so physically in pain. I mean, just I don't want to see that match.
No.
I don't want to see what that match, you know, brings to it. But, again, and I know everybody's getting their retirement match. You know, there's a lot of rumor that Goldberg's going to get his retirement match with AEW.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of rumor about he – his retirement match will be with AEW.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be big for them if they can.
It would be huge.
That would be big for them.
Yeah, it would be huge.
If they can make that happen.
Yep, it would be huge if they could get Goldberg. Because Goldberg is no longer part of WWE.
No.
He's kind of a free agent out there in the world. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that think that he may be having his retirement match. But I don't want to see. Look, I love the Hulkster. I was a Hulkamaniac growing up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Hulkamania was... I was probably 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I was like 10-ish, 11-ish.
Yeah,
so yeah.
I mean, I was probably 12, 13 when Hulkamania was running wild,
Running rampant.
Yeah, when I was running wild, Running wild, brother. So I was, I was all about the Hulkster. I was not an Ultimate Warrior fan.
No.
I never really liked the Ultimate Warrior. I was a huge Randy Savage fan.
Me too.
Even when he was a heel. Even when Savage turned on the Mega Powers and broke them up, I still was a huge Randy Savage fan because I think Savage is one of the greatest. I think he's one of the greatest performers all around in wrestling history. But I was a Hulkamaniac, and then I was all about the NWO.
Yeah,
you know, when Hulk turned heel, and look. Hulk latched on. He saw that Hall and Nash were getting the stories are out there. Everybody knows the story. Like Hall and Nash were getting over.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan wanted to be part of it because the story about, well, Hogan tells all these fables, you know. Well, you know, I didn't know if I was going to turn heel because of all the merchandise and stuff like that. And Eric Bischoff had Sting as a backup plan and all that. Hogan was always going to turn heel. He was going to latch on to what those guys had for success. Like they, again, nobody could have seen this coming, but they were already getting over with Hall and Nash, and they were having so much success, and Hogan was stale, right?
Yeah.
The red and yellow were stale at that point.
Yeah.
And then Hogan talks about, well, I didn't know if Andre the Giant was going to do business at WrestleMania 3. Yes, he was. He just effed with Hogan.
Right.
Everybody knew that Andre the Giant was going to put Hogan over.
Right.
That Hogan was going to let him slam him, mm-hmm. and he was going to take the leg drop and one, two, three.
Yeah.
That was always the plan. Like, Andre always was going to do that, but what he did was he was a great prankster.
Mm-hmm.
He effed with Hogan the whole day and made him think about whether or not he was going to do the job. But he was always going to do it. Look, Shawn Michaels in 98, they weren't sure if he was going to do the job to Austin. Like, they weren't sure that he was going to drop the title to Austin at WrestleMania 14. That was legitimate. That's why The Undertaker went to Gorilla and taped up his hands.
Right.
I mean, he made sure that when Shawn Michaels passed him by, that he was in the middle of taping up his fists.
Right.
Because Undertaker said, one way or the other, Austin's getting that belt. Either Shawn Michaels is going to give it up willingly or he's not going to give it up willingly.
Right.
And Undertaker was going to make sure the business was done. But that was never the case with Andre the Giant. There was never any question about whether or not he would do the job for Hogan. It was always going to be that way, and he was always going to do the job. And so, again, that's, you know, Hogan tells all these fables about stuff.
I did see one thing where Bischoff did say he was panicking a little bit that night. That Hogan was.
Yeah, because him and Bischoff are best friends.
Yeah, and he wasn't, you know, he wasn't 100. Going into the night, he felt good, but then, like, as things were starting to play out, you know, and Hogan was like...
Hogan was always going to... Listen, Hogan was stale. Hogan wanted to latch on to what was hot.
Yeah.
Right? That's what Hogan does.
Yeah.
You know, again, even putting the Ultimate Warrior over. I mean, Hogan is always going to latch on to what is hot, right? That's how we stayed alive, you know, in the wrestling business for... whatever, 40-something years, right? Yeah. He's a master at it. So he was always going to do that. I mean, I know what Eric Bischoff has said. I've talked to Eric Bischoff about all this.
Right.
But, again, he was always going to put everything over, and that's what it was going to be. So, all right, Love TKO up next. Chuck in the Key Studios. Sports right now to the game. Odyssey.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.